This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to use my gua sha?
Your what?
My gua sha.
Right here in front of Carson?
I just figured out how to pronounce it, so I'm very proud of myself.
What is it called, the gua sha?
It's the gua sha.
What is a gua sha?
It's this thing that everybody's using right now to make your face look more chiseled. It's like
kidding.
It's like a flat end, kind of rounded a little bit, and you just push stuff around in your face like that.
Yeah, it's like a flat rock.
Yeah, it is like a really flat rock.
It's a flat rock.
And it's supposed to like you put it on your lymph nodes. Yep. And it's supposed to like get rid of all the juice in them.
One side is a straight edge.
Yep.
On the flat rock, and you're using that to smooth as you stroke.
Right, and it also gets rid of the lymph nodes.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to use my gua sha?
Sure. I'll gua sha with you all day long, girl.
Why did you say to me, that looks like what people do with concrete? Your face is like a patio.
It's like you're trying to even out concrete. You know,
yeah, when you lay it down.
Yeah, when you put down the concrete, you got to smooth it out and stuff. You're smoothing out your face with that rock.
I feel really bad saying that my face is swollen, you know, but it is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's swollen.
But she didn't mean it this way, but she's like, ooh. When I went in there to the facial aesthetics, she's like, we're gonna need a lot of vials. We're gonna need a lot
we
of
got some work
we
to got, do.
We got some work to do. And I was like, all right, okay. But they did amazing. I mean, and she explained everything. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But doesn't it look good? Look at my chin, snatched.
Yeah.
Look at my throat, snatched. I'm snatched. I look good. Except for the swelling part. But that'll go down with my gua sha. Yeah. My gua sha. All right. Let's see here. Now, let me ask you this. Okay, you're a fireman. And your house, or somebody's house catches on fire. And
right.
You go in, you save everybody, and then you see that two guinea pigs have passed out. Do you give the guinea pig CPR?
No.
I know. You wouldn't.
No.
I probably wouldn't either.
No.
But a fireman
not a
did.
Chance.
That there's a guy in Iowa, and he did it. An Iowa police, actually, it was a police officer. An Iowa police officer rescued animals from a house and then gave the two guinea pigs CPR.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, yeah.
Little guinea pig? What are you doing? How do you give CPR to a guinea pig?
Listen, I don't know. You sing that song, and you put your little finger on their little chest, and you sing that song.
Staying alive. And now, Pink Pony Club.
Oh, is that one too?
That's proven too. That
really?
Beats proven too. Now that's what all the youngsters are using now.
Our
is Pink Pony Club.
Well, it's about time they update the song.
We got a new song.
Yeah.
Youngsters are doing CPR.
Yeah. Pink Pony Club.
To Pink Pony. The youngsters, he said.
Do
you know how old you sounded?
I almost said Gen Zers, but
I know.
I mean,
do you know how old you just sounded?
Them
youngsters these days, this is what they're doing.
They're doing CPR.
Yes.
The Pink Pony Club.
So two of these hamsters, and it's a police officer in Iowa. What a guy. And he even gave him mouth to mouth.
Oh, they're laughing at him back at the police station.
What? He's getting,
you know, the other cops
he's a
are
hero.
Going,
he's getting national attention.
Exactly. Exactly. Which he doesn't want.
I think it's amazing.
I go back to the police station. Here yeah. these guys put them, their lives on the line.
Yeah.
And he comes back for national attention for giving hamsters mouth to mouth. I think I'd tell that guy, get out of here.
You think he'll get an award?
No. No, he's not going to get an award. He's an embarrassment.
So. Oh, my God.
He's an embarrassment. They're out there fighting, crying.
No, Pete's going to give
and
him an award.
This guy comes back, and all of a sudden, he's gotten more praise than they get all day long, okay? Because he gave a couple of hamsters mouth to mouth.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's an embarrassment.
Well, let's call Iowa and see. Anyway, I think it's nice. Did you, let's hear, see this one. A guy stole a woman's chicken.
What?
This is so sad. A woman called 911. We're going to try to find the audio for this. She called 911 because her ex-boyfriend stole her chicken.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, he's not a nice guy. Mm-mm. And he even yelled at, he's like, I've got Polly. And so so they found him in the woods with the chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thank you for participating in this story. really appreciate it. All right, let's get to some real stuff, and that is that Val Kilmer has passed away. It's kind of sad. I like chicken stories better, right? Val Kilmer dead at 65. He was in Top Gun, if you want to play number one for me.
Warrior. You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Nice. Man, I am dangerous.
I wonder how cocky that set was.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know, between
all those egos.
Yeah, right?
Tom Cruise.
Him, and, yeah. Yep. And then he also was in Doc Holliday? Is that the name of
it? He played Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, here it is.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holliday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
Then he shoots him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He pulls his gun and he shoots him.
Yeah, I told you this earlier. People are going to be watching these movies to catch up with old, and then you just, spoiler alert.
Well, Johnny Ringo gets shot right there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cher admitted that he was one of the few men to ever break her heart and break up with her. He was only 21 and she was 13 years older than him. That was quite the gentleman. And they dated for quite a while. And then all of a sudden he realized, hey, I'm young and you're old. And so they broke up.
Look. In his string of women, I think the one he would not want you to bring up is Cher. Okay?
I know.
Because, I mean, you've got the best in Hollywood. You got Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Cindy
she
Crawford.
Might be a tough one. She might be a tough one to get along with, but man, she's a looker.
She is a looker.
And you got Cindy Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
And you had somebody else that was on that list, too. And then there's Cher.
If I could turn back time.
Just doesn't fit, does it?
It doesn't.
There's
yeah.
something. I saw a picture of them two together just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't look right.
Oh, I feel bad now. His last memories are him doing Cher.
Yeah, don't bring up Cher. Don't bring up Cher.
Okay, I'll put the, you know what?
Doesn't fit his categories.
Kanye West said he wishes he never would have had children with Kim Kardashian. This might be the last straw for her. She has been holding off and holding off on actually taking him to court, right? She's just trying to do it with the lawyers, like saying stuff to him. But now the word is that she might actually take him to court for full custody, because not only was he wearing this like outfit with a hood, if you know what I mean, but then he said, I wish I never would have had children with Kim.
And I'm sure she feels the same way about you, Kanye. Simply because you're not going away.
And she would never say that, you know, for her kids to hear.
She might now.
I don't think she would. I don't think anybody would ever say that. If your kids heard that.
Jamie, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be like this forever on her.
I think he's dangerous.
I think he is, too.
I really do.
I don't get it. I don't get why he's doing this, but man, oh man, is he a pain in the butt.
He is. I mean, I can't imagine living under that stress.
It's harassment.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. And I'm sure that she is paranoid that, like, He's going to pull an OJ or something.
He's not said anything like that.
Yeah,
but you
true.
Have to, in the back of your head, thinking this guy could snap at any moment.
Yeah, because his decisions are not
They're so erratic.
Yeah.
Even kidnap the children.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things he could do.
That's true. But here's a happy story. Jason and Kylie Kelsey have their fourth little girl. Yay!
Woo!
Wow, you guys are so good.
That sounded fake.
It sounded
we didn't
real
really
fake,
give a rat's.
Yeah.
You know what?
I was going to say so good sounding is what I was going to say. See how good that sounded?
What's another little girl? Come
it
on,
is,
man.
I know.
I mean, how cursed can he be?
Oh, God. I mean, my dad, well, speaking of which, I wonder if this is kind of considered abuse. My dad would bitch about not having a boy.
Yeah.
That seems like some mental anguish would go on with you.
I think Bob, though, I mean, he had a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be like, oh, my God, I'm stuck in the house with three women. Ah. Oh.
I don't think anybody ever wishes four girls on one family,
oh
do they?
Oh, my God, that is a whole lot.
I mean,
lot
that's, you want to mix it up a little bit. I mean, two here, two there, maybe 3-1, something like that. But
now it's going to be, so it's five, including his wife. Do you know how much product is going to be on the counters?
Oh.
There's going to be lotions and potions and
he
makeup.
He should get a
and,
guest house so he can just go to the guest house and just have his own
because
little.
You guys, I mean, I'm sure you both think that your wives use way too much crap.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm sure he's got a man cave already.
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
He's got a place he can go, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, yeah, if you're a millionaire, like, you can just make your own house.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I like the names that they have for the kids thus far. What are the kids' names? Oh, Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett. Notice that they're all kind of boys' names for the wish. Wyatt, Elliot, Bennett, and then Finney.
Yeah.
Finley. Yeah. Those are all... I think that's why I'm Jamie. My dad's like, oh, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he wanted. Yeah, I think there's something to that. I really do. I mean, every one of those are boy names.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. And if you think about what, you know, little Debbie, what her real name is, there's a little bit of masculinity in the first part of it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's derived from a popular Irish name. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think everybody wishes for that damn boy, don't they? Netflix, they say they're over Meghan Markle. They're just, they've had it with her. She's launching all her products. I think it's today, maybe?
I think it is.
Yeah, so go online. You can buy her jam, her honey, her herbal tea, and her crepe mix.
Oh, I want some Markle honey.
Man.
Little Markle jam.
I mean, that is such a... odd thing to go live with. Like, here's my jam, my honey, my herbal tea, and my crepe mix. Doesn't it seem weird?
It's very weird.
It's a little desperate, in my opinion. It's kind of odd. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, this is a sad story, but maybe we should save it. About the woman that left her $2.5 million lottery ticket in her pocket.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
Is that so sad? She donated it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
She realized.
Now, had she signed it?
No, she had not.
Okay, well then, you lose it.
It's gone. A Pennsylvania woman is searching for a jacket she donated to charity after realizing she left a $2.5 million lottery ticket in the pocket. This happened in Pennsylvania, cash five drawing at the Shop and Save store. And then 2 weeks later, she was surprised to learn that she'd matched all five numbers. She tried to find the jacket, but realized that she had left the pocket or whatever for Vietnam Veterans of America. And they distribute their goods all over the country.
Oh, that would eat you alive.
If I found a ticket.
I wouldn't check it.
A ticket. I would.
You would?
Oh, absolutely. Coming from a Goodwill.
Really?
Absolutely, I would. Yeah.
I scanned, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because in my mind, the first thing I would think of, you hear these stories. It could happen. I'm going to check this ticket.
I would never.
Absolutely. If you find something in a pocket like that, yes.
I guess because when I donate stuff, I check all the pockets. And so for me, it would be like, oh, that's not a good one. And so I put it back in.
Nah. No.
Yeah? Mm.
Well, not if you bought it. You'd either throw it away or check it. One of the two.
No, not check it. What I'm saying is I would be like, oh, that one didn't win. I'd put it back in the pocket.
Yeah. No, I would check it for sure.
Really?
Yeah, especially if it came from Goodwill because you know somebody accidentally left it in there and they don't know if it's a winner or not.
Okay, so now let me put this scenario in your head, okay?
All right.
So now you know that this has gone public. You just scanned it. You have that ticket. That lady talks about her exact jacket. You have the jacket on.
Yep.
And you just won two. What do you do?
Oh. I sign the back of the ticket, and I take it and cash the hell out of it, and I get my $2.5 million.
You don't give her anything?
No, like, no, no, no. Then you know she's going to come forward because she knows what drawing it was.
And
so you're
going to
hear
you.
From her, and then you're going to tell her that I'm going to split it with you.
Oh, you're going to split it?
Yeah.
BJ, you're...
I'll give you 1.2.
That is not who you are.
Yeah, right.
No way.
Yeah,
you don't
no
split
way.
That.
No, no, because she would sue you.
For she, what? How could she sue
but
you?
But it's not... She
doesn't have any proof.
She has
really.
No legal
if
recourse.
If she's got proof that she's played those numbers every single
she
time...
She still doesn't.
She's got proof of the store she bought it from. She's got proof of the machine. They can find her image inside the convenience store.
They could have security camera footage of her buying the ticket,
yeah,
and you
absolutely.
See the ticket, and then she still would lose because she gave up the ticket. She doesn't own it anymore.
She would sue you.
Yeah.
She would sue you. It'd be drawn out in court. You probably would end up having to pay something.
I
just
I think
she would lose.
I would keep the money.
I think she would lose too.
I don't think so. I think that if she could prove that was her ticket, accidentally threw it away, that a court probably would give it back to her.
You know what? I really wish I would have had sex with a lawyer. We could have called him right
here. Yeah, I wish you had too.
I mean, you know,
that would have came in clutch right now.
No, sorry about that. I have all of the doctors, but I just never, not the lawyer. Sorry.
Do it today. Okay. We've got more shows today. We can always use somebody.
Yeah, legal expert. Yeah.
All right, done. I'm done. There you go. Tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, straight from the Belco Studios. Right here. Belco's headed this way. We're having a big party today here at the radio station, just to let you in on it, okay?
Yeah, because today is like the official ribbon cutting, and you guys will not believe this, but BJ Harris is in a suit.
Yeah, I'm in a suit today.
Crazy.
And looking my best because I want to make sure I put on a good, good face for the radio station.
Yeah.
We have red carpet that's rolled down the hallways here. And let's see, what else do we have? We have chapstick.
We have chapstick.
We have a bunch of chapstick right
here. We have water bottles. We have everything. And I have a swollen, bruised face. So that's going to be awesome.
Water bottles. We have everything here. So we're just waiting.
Even Schmidil took a shower.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you something right there.
I did, I even put on deodorant.
Whoa!
Yeah, this is a big deal.
Oh, no, you're going to get cancer.
From the aluminum? Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, he doesn't wear it because he's afraid of...
So we're pretty excited because we get free food for one thing. That's pretty cool,
that
too.
That is exciting.
Right? All right, something else here. The Frey tickets, more tickets, later this afternoon with the Slacker Show. And then we'll have tickets tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Okay? Nice.
All right, the latest update on the bowl game. Coming up on Friday, it is the opening day of the Colorado Rockies. I didn't realize they're already 1-3.
It's a
letdown.
Oh, boy. Boy, that was a quick season.
are we out of it already?
Basically, you know what's crazy is they haven't had a season where they're over 500, which means they've won more games than they've lost for 2 years. So it's just at the start of the season already, they're right back in that hole.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Well, anyway, opening day is always fun.
It's always fun. So there's that.
And it will snow, but dress appropriately. They say if you've got tickets to the game, going to be in the 40s, not too bad for Colorado, but maybe some snow later on. But by then, you're back in a bar somewhere anyway. Yeah. It doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
So the party is on.
I mean, who cares about a win-loss situation?
Exactly.
I mean, it's just a game.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
At least we're participating.
You and the girls are going, right?
We are going, yeah. I don't even know all the people that are going, to be honest.
You don't?
No.
How many people are staying downtown?
I don't know that either.
You have no idea?
I know we're bringing blow-up mattresses.
Well, the hotel's not going to see this one coming.
No, they're not, because we already just... Well, I'm not. I shouldn't say a lot, because it's a
well, that's
friend,
the way you do it,
it's
though.
A friend of the radio station that's putting us up, so I can't say a lot.
Yeah, no, but I think that they probably have that happen quite a bit with an event
like
this.
With a game like this,
right? Yeah, with a game like this, you know, you get one room and 15 people stay in it. Right. I mean, we've all done it.
That's really common for $600 a night.
I mean, listen, I know a lot of people call me bougie, but look, I'm not that bougie.
Right. You're pulling a Schmidil. This is like him and his paintball team.
It is.
They'll go on a trip and get a motel, one room, and they'll all stay in it.
Exactly, yeah.
We're trying to figure out how we can get the blow-up beds really, really rolled up tight so we can smuggle them in.
I mean, the entire floor is just going to be a blow-up.
I know.
Check with Schmidil. will. He's great with blow-ups.
Yeah. Oh, you just got to, like you said, roll it up real tight, but you got to get like a carry-on or just something that looks like you came in from out of town.
Oh, nice.
And then you kind of wheel it in with you.
Oh, yeah, in a suitcase. A bunch of them in a suitcase.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're going to play The Floor is Lava.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Spadil takes his girlfriend everywhere he goes. Right?
Oh, I get it.
He knows exactly how to sneak her into the room. Are you kidding?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what a way to end the show, huh?
Yep.
A little smack at Spadil. All right, we got to go. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today and enjoy your Wednesday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.